Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 312, we're going to talk about process mapping, what it is, and why you should be doing it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience. I'll let Tim jump in here, and then I'll kind of dive off into process mapping. Aspen Grove Studios, my main company with my partner Corey Jenkins, we just celebrated our, heck, today might be the day. I don't know if today or tomorrow is the day of our anniversary, but our three-year anniversary as a business. And when you start a web design business, you're plugging away. You're building client sites. Your business is growing and stuff. And if you're anything like our company, over the last 3 years, we've grown substantially where we've brought in new people. We've hired front-end developers, back-end developers, marketing people, business people, sales people, so on and so forth. And what we realized is that what worked for me as a solopreneur and worked for us as a two-man team didn't work so well when we started bringing people in. They needed to have structure. They needed to have a process to follow. What happens when a new client comes in? Who's responsible for what? And that's what process mapping does, is it helps you map out processes in your business that ultimately, as you grow, are going to benefit your business more efficiently and effectively. So do you have anything before I dive into this, Tim?
I don't have anything specific. I haven't done this, but I'm at the place where I need to do this now, kind of as you described, David, where what worked for me as a one-man team no longer works now that I have a team and I'm trying to delegate stuff. And, you know, it's a learning curve, you know, but I'm at the point where, okay, you know that I know I need it, now I need to go in and you know, execute and get it all applied. So I'm here to learn too, actually. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say on this.
Well, I just went through this process, so I'm kind of, it's fresh in my mind this year, 2018. I'm fortunate in that I have what I consider to be one of the best business minds in the U.S. He's my uncle. He's my mom's baby brother. He's youngest in the family. Started three very successful businesses. Sold them off. And he is just a business wizard. So I get to call and pick his brain all the time about running businesses. And I got to the point, I love the word you use, pain point, because there were several pain points in our business that were just causing us really, really big bottlenecks and issues. You know, it was ended up costing us money because time is money. So when I reached out to him, he recommended that I look into Six Sigma, which is a very well-known process mapping accreditation certification. I mean, people literally go out and get these, you know, certifications through Six Sigma that help businesses process map and stuff. And I can see the value in it. And there's basically two types of process maps. One is called DMADV, D-M-A-D-V, and then DMAIC. And DMAIC is used for fine-tuning an existing process, whereas DMADV is for defining new processes. So if you can imagine, we had zero processes. We were, you know, shooting from the hip from day one and continued going and growing and doing good. Don't get me wrong, but it, you know, we got to a point where we really needed to define some processes. So Corey and I met in April in Sedona, Arizona. We flew out our content manager, our lead back-end developer, and we decided to do some process mapping and stuff. And basically what DMADV stands for is it's an acronym. It means D is for define the process and design goals. M is measure and identify critical to quality aspects of your process or product, including risks and production capabilities. A is for analyze, to develop the process designs and evaluate to select the best design for your process. D is design process details and optimize the design, test them out. And V is for verify the chosen design for your process with beta testing, pilot testing. They use the word pilot testing. We're used to the word beta testing, so I'm going to use beta testing in there. And basically, you want to define, measure, analyze, design, and verify. That's kind of the what you want to do. So we started doing that. You know, we sat down at a kitchen table in an Airbnb in Sedona, Arizona, and we spent several days. We spent a week there, and we defined the process of, you know, for a new product, for example, everywhere from ideation, where we came up with the idea of the new product, to development, to beta testing, to marketing, to, you know, back to development, back to beta testing. We mapped out every single process along the way. And I want to tell you that when we put that into effect and everybody knew what they were going to do, when and where, holy cow, our team, we were pretty efficient before and very talented, but when we put those processes into place and use the mechanisms like GitLab, for example, to track everything, it was just amazing. So I highly encourage you to do some investigation. Do a Google, Six Sigma. You'll see what I'm talking about, DMADVA, DMAIC. You may be familiar with it. You may need to go back and evaluate some of your processes. So it really, really helped our company, and we're still doing it. We're not 100% there. We still have quite a few other processes that we need to map out. But I'm really, really glad that we started, and I'm looking forward to the future.
That's awesome. I do have one question, David. So for for someone out there that is maybe a solopreneur, and they do have plans of one day growing their companies like we have, and you know, adding a team and everything, it would it be wise for them to do this ahead of time, kind of map out, do that process mapping, Six Sigma, even before they have a team?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. That might actually be the best time for you to do it. If you know that you're going to scale and you know that you're going to, I mean, the bottom line is that you can put process maps into place even for yourself as a solopreneur. But even if you're only going to use freelancers, for example, and you're never going to hire, it will help those freelancers to know exactly what your process is. Blogging, for example, we have several writers that write for our blog. You know, they need to know what the image size is, what we expect from them, how many words we want, what the content type needs to look like and stuff. So that process is mapped out. So I would say absolutely, it will not hurt you at all if you're going to scale, or even if you're only going to use freelancers, map out your process. It's going to help you in the long run. Absolutely. All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, episode 313. How do I get my WordPress site listed on Google?
Yes, a very common question. Absolutely.
Till tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.